Critics of the Foxconn plant coming to Racine County often have complained that there's no way for workers from Milwaukee to get there. So Milwaukee County Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb is proposing a new bus route that would transport people from the city to the plant in Racine County. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Lipscomb pitched his proposal to transit authorities on Wednesday.
Milwaukee County Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb testified before the Transportation Committee promoting a plan to bus workers to Foxconn in Racine County. He says it's an exciting time for Milwaukee and urged the county not to pass up an opportunity to get involved in the effort to connect area workers to jobs at the plant.
Obviously, it's not every day that we know that there's thousands of jobs coming just down the street in our region. I think for many of us, it's tempered by the question of, will Milwaukee benefit from those jobs? And so I'm very interested in how we can make sure that Milwaukee does benefit from those jobs.
Under the plan Lipscomb is proposing, a new bus service would be established to pick up workers in Milwaukee and Racine and transport them to the Foxconn complex in Mount Pleasant. He says the service could ultimately bring more than 1,300 workers to the massive LCD screen manufacturing facility each day. Lipscomb's plan is based on research by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. The organization's Kevin Muse laid out the details.
What's included in this memorandum is a route that would run from downtown Milwaukee, stop at the Holt Avenue Park and Ride lot and the College Avenue Park and Ride lot, serve the future Foxconn facility in Mount Pleasant. It would also have a leg that would start at the downtown Racine Transit Center, also serve the Gateway Technical College campus in Racine, and then connect to the Foxconn campus from that direction as well.
Muse says pickup and drop-off times would coincide with shift changes at the plant. Money to start up the proposed route would come from the recent sale of a hangar at Mitchell International Airport. It belonged to the now-defunct Midwest Airlines, and it sold for $4.5 million. Under terms of the sale of the former airline's assets, the proceeds must be shared among Milwaukee County, Racine County, and state government. That's because all three invested in Midwest Airlines, trying to keep it from going under. As a result, the Milwaukee and Racine County boards and state officials would have to approve the new bus service. Milwaukee County Supervisor Dan Sebring told the committee that he would like some of the $4.5 million put toward making Milwaukee workers job ready.
I would like to see any efforts in this area where the county and Foxconn and the state and Racine County and everybody works together to somehow incorporate some type of job training or something that, you know, we could ensure that people from Milwaukee County not just use this route, but use this route to get to a job at Foxconn that's going to be there waiting for them. And we need to help them get that job, not just get a ride to the job.
Wednesday's hearing was for informational purposes only, so the committee did not take action on the proposal. Chairman Theo Lipscomb says the new Milwaukee County Board, which will be seated in April, would be taking up the plan. Governor Walker and his team have spearheaded the Foxconn project. His administration would not comment directly on the bus proposal, but it released a statement saying the state looks forward to working with Milwaukee and Racine to ensure the use of the funds benefits the community and is appropriate under the terms of the sale of Midwest Airlines assets. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.